charity burned in Kenosha expresses anger and disgust with Governor Tony Evers. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 26, 2020. The Danish Brotherhood Lodge 14, a charitable society that was set on fire by rioters on Monday in Kenosha, Wisconsin, told Breitbart News on Tuesday that people have anger and disgust for the state's Democrat governor, Tony Evers, and his overwhelming absence amidst the riots. The current political climate is one of anger and disgust with Governor Tony Evers and his overwhelming absence amidst the riots, only to emerge long enough to provoke tensions, said a Danish Brotherhood Lodge spokesperson to Breitbart News. Even the most ardent Democrats I know have disavowed him, the spokesperson added. The lodge also reacted to a video published to social media on Tuesday, which appears to show Black Lives Matter, BLM, rioters attacking a man as he tried to defend the charitable association with a fire extinguisher. Rioters left the downtown area and proceeded westbound on 60th Street, smashing windows, looting, and burning businesses along the way, said the lodge spokesperson. At the intersection of 63rd Street and 22nd Ave, rioters broke the windows of the Danish Brotherhood's adjoining tenant, a mattress shop, he added. Rioters then set the shop on fire. When the fire ignited, they were confronted by the mattress shop employee, a friend to the store owner, and a fellow Brotherhood member, Robert Cobb. He was then assaulted on video. Watch below. He received a broken jaw, head wound, and a tooth was knocked out. As of today, he is stable following surgery. He was reportedly at the site of the store's remains this morning, said the lodge spokesperson of Cobb's injuries. As the windows of the Brotherhood front doors were smashed, rioters then were able to gain entry and began looting. The spokesperson continued, adding that evident smoke was visible on its security camera footage. I proceeded to the lodge to find it engulfed in flames, said the spokesperson. The surrounding area was a chaotic scene of reckless drivers and people. The spokesperson added that the weight of the building and the exterior walls are supported by exposed trusses on the roof. When the trusses gave way, the upper floors collapsed, causing the exterior walls to explode outward, the spokesperson explained. The Danish Brotherhood Lodge also shared an additional statement with Breitbart News. The Danish Brotherhood is heartbroken and devastated by the unanticipated loss of our lodge. The outpouring of support and messages from our family, friends, and the community has not gone unnoticed. Our membership is greatly appreciative. Chief amongst our concerns at the moment is the expedient recovery of our brother Robert Cobb. Robert was viciously assaulted while trying to defend our friend and tenant's mattress shop as well as the lodge last night. We ask the community to keep him in your thoughts and prayers as he recuperates. The Danish Brotherhood has weathered many storms in our 127-year history, and we will strive to keep up that fervent resolve. The board and discussions had thus far favors striving to move forward and keep the spirit of our organization alive. The irreparable damage done to our building pales in comparison to the loss of the heritage and history contained within. Though we can never replace the memories, photos, and records, we will cherish the remembrances of the aforementioned articles and enthusiastically look forward to producing new ones. We hope the community can come together as a whole and heal itself despite the chaos that has been unfolding around us. Lodge number 14 will endeavor to rebuild despite all of the challenges we have faced this year, and we hope that others impacted by the recent violence will be able to do the same. Riots continued Tuesday night, with two killed and one wounded in shootings. President Donald Trump tweeted Wednesday that Evers had accepted the White House's offer of additional National Guard troops and federal law enforcement officers. However, Evers had declined a similar offer the day before. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo, on Parler at @alana, and on Instagram. Photo, file.